tape measure taught me the greatest lesson of my life. Just this past year, earlier this year, the custodian at St. Charles, that's where I serve as a priest, called me over and he said, "Hey, Father, how old are you?" I said, 66. "Ah, watch this." Took his tape measure off his belt and he started pulling it out. In fact, when I walked in this morning, I saw one sitting there in the sacristy, and I almost brought it out here, but I just know that I would embarrass myself somehow. But he pulled it all out to 66 inches, fell all over the ground, crinkling and crackling, and he said, "There's your life. There's your life." Then he snapped it back. "And you ain't getting it back again," he said. It was stunning. It was a frightening moment. That was my life. 66 inches on a tape measure. 66 years. And all of it out of my reach. All gone. I can't go back and take any one of them back. I ain't getting any of it back. It's all gone. The average lifespan of an American male is 80. 66 years are gone. Good things happened in those years, thank God. Some bad things happened. I did some wrong things that perhaps became bad things. God is merciful. But I think what stunned me most of all, looking at my life on a tape measure, was how much of it I wasted at different points in my life. Because it seemed that life would be forever. I took for granted so much, everything so often. And now, all wasted, people gone, very few people left in my life, my family. Many assignments, many opportunities, and so often I didn't seize those opportunities and make the most of them. So often I wasted time on anger and resentment, on pettiness, silliness, on nonsense, weeks and months, on worry. 66 inches on a tape measure, 66 years in my life, out of maybe 80. Who knows? Maybe one more. Who knows? Maybe no more. Who knows? 66 years. Often, so much of that time was wasted. And that's what hurt me, shocked me, somewhat depressed me more than anything else. Sort of like the steward in the gospel this morning. A shock. "Your service is coming to an end," his master says. Ooh. All those years behind him. And now what do I do? My life is over. What he does is he makes a decision to go forward. Did you hear that? The past is behind him. His tape measure has run out. But he says, "What am I going to do from here forward?" That's what matters. And he makes a radical decision. He cuts out of every invoice his kickback. That's all it means. All the interest in the invoice was his. And he gave it all up so that he could move on. Move forward and have a future. I have to make a decision. Looking at my life on a tape measure. Looking at my life just today. I have to make the radical decision to just live today. It seems so trite. It seems so obvious. Then why don't we do it? Or do it better than we do? I have to live today. Today I was asked to come to Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Austintown. The sun was rising as I came. It was beautiful. Facing downtown Youngstown, coming up in the east. I have the windows down because it's still nice out. Nice people said hello when I arrived. This Mass is a pleasure. It's uplifting. All of those things. But see, that's just right now. If I could just grab hold of that right now and enjoy every moment of it, and then the next moment, and then then I would really be living. So often I don't do that. So often in the past I would have driven here with yesterday in my mind, missed the sun, maybe missed the turn to Northwest and missed some of you coming in because I wouldn't be in me, I would be somewhere else, either in the past or in the future. What about later today? What about, what about, what about? No, what about? Make a radical decision today. I'm going to live right now. The past belongs to God. God forgives. And God is good. And God has been good to me. The past belongs to God. The future belongs to God. Maybe I have 20 years left. Maybe not. So what? I have eternity. That's why you and I are here. The faith conviction that whatever the average is for an American male or female doesn't really apply to me or you because we believe that Christ is risen and that life is forever. I need to make a decision, a radical decision today and then again tomorrow and then again just right now inside of myself to be alive and enjoy life. It's like sitting at a table on a holiday. There's food on the table and people who love me and I love all around me and there's laughter just now. Why think about what came before it or what will come after it? That has to be my way of life. Every day is a banquet. Every day is a joy. Every day is a gift from God. I don't have to worry at all about what was or will be. I just have to make the next right decision. Enjoy today. Eat it and drink it. Eat it and drink it as a gift from God. And then make the next best decision in life I can make. Just take the next step. One step. And that's the first step from today to home. Home. Home long beyond this brief life. Amen.